from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Youth Express, the nation's first 24/7 radio station devoted to youth writing, music, and conversation.
I don't know why some people look down on people who either give up on college or never go in the first place.
There are people that just hate you because of your race or ethnicity, but we are definitely making progress.
She's hungry for everything, the life within, trying to find her way around again. Looking and searching is what she's doing.
So I followed my brother down to the riverbank, and we donned our skates. While Lev hurried, I tarried. While Lev trudged through the slush, I caught a flake on my tongue.
My parents are from Bhutan. They migrated to Nepal, and I born there, and I moved here in the US. So it's a long journey to get here.
Today, an original song and a commentary on accents. But first, recent Montour High School graduate Alex Weibel with a story about giraffe and their vulnerability to extinction.
When you think of endangered and extinct animals, what are some of the names that come to mind? You might think of the mammoth or the dodo or maybe even the Tasmanian tiger. But what about the giraffe? Due to habitat loss, disease, and hunting, the giraffe population has been experiencing a decline in recent years, with the International Union on the Conservation of Nature classifying them as a species that is vulnerable to extinction. I'm Alex Weibel for Spartan Express Radio, and I caught up with Stephanie Fennessy, co-founder of the Giraffe Conservation Foundation in Windhoek, Namibia, to find out more.
It comes as quite a bit of a surprise to most people that giraffes are actually in danger because, yeah, no one really knew about it. We call them the forgotten megafauna. People never really worried about giraffes. When people come on safari to Africa, you basically see them everywhere. But no one really has counted them. So about 15 years ago, we started to worry about giraffe and we started compiling numbers. And it actually showed that giraffe numbers have dropped by almost 40% over the last 30 years. There's today less than 100,000 giraffe remaining in Africa, and that has caused them to be listed as vulnerable on the IUCN Red List.
What most people don't realize is that just like bears or fish, there are different species of giraffe as well.
At the moment, giraffe are recognized as one species and 9 subspecies. And we didn't really think that sounded right. We thought there was probably less subspecies, we initially thought. We started collecting DNA samples of giraffe all over Africa. We now think that there's actually 4 different species of giraffe. They are genetically so different that it justifies different species.
The challenge for the Giraffe Conservation Foundation now is to raise awareness and to let people know that the giraffe is in danger. Fantasy provided several ways in which regular people can help.
It's a lot about awareness. If people are aware that there is a problem, then we have a fighting chance to do something about it. While people weren't aware, giraffe could have just slid into extinction without anyone realizing. So it's really important that people know about it and talk about it.
There's even a special day dedicated to giraffes.
As one mechanism to help with it, we invented World Giraffe Day a few years ago. So the 21st of June, the longest day in your part of the world and the longest night in mine, for the tallest animal, World Giraffe Day. So it's celebrated in lots of zoos around the world. A lot of organizations are doing something about it. So it's just really a day to raise awareness, but also to raise funding. Because as I said earlier, in the end, giraffe can only be saved in Africa. People can support us and governments to save giraffe. What we really, really need is money.
Giraffes are one of the world's great megafauna, but without our help, we may end up in a world without them. The goal of the Giraffe Conservation Foundation is to raise awareness in the public about the world's tallest mammal being threatened. And at this stage of the effort, putting the giraffe's vulnerability into the public conscience is a big part of the battle. So talk about it. Don't be afraid to be a part of the conservation conversation. For more information, visit giraffeconservation.org. For Spartan Express Radio, I'm Alex Weibel.
Now, an original song from Snowdonia, a 6-piece rock band that performed at this year's Youth Invasion, held at the Andy Warhol Museum.
Yeah. you're just a tiny fish swimming in the sea. You wander around thinking about the things you want to be. And you can just stick with me, swimming underneath. And I can be the one you need to set you free, yeah. I'll let you be, but I feel I'm the one you need. So please just tell me what you're thinking. We don't just be wishing. You're just a tiny fish engulfed by the ocean. Yeah, come on. And if you need some company, oh, I'll try, even when I'm not right. Oh, I'm not right, yeah, I'll let you be. But I feel I'm the one you need, so please just tell me what you're thinking. We don't just be wishing. You're just a tiny fish engulfed by the ocean. Come on, let's go. You're just a tiny fish engulfed by the ocean. Come on, let's go.
On our last segment, Avishak Acharya, an 18-year-old summer youth philanthropy intern with the Heinz Endowments, shares his take on how people react to accents.
Your English is so good. I've heard these words at various points, back when I had an accent and was just learning English, to even now as English has become the only language that I can both speak and write. These words are intended to be positive, encouraging, and even a compliment. From school administrators to community organizers, after hearing about my background as a former refugee, many comment on how well I speak English. The intent behind the words are almost always positive. It's supposed to be a compliment. However, the problem becomes evident when you dig deeper. You don't compliment someone on their walking skills. Like walking, if I was able to communicate with you, then there's no need to compliment me on a skill that you know I possess. The compliment reveals to me that you didn't expect me to speak English, that you were surprised at my ability to communicate with you. Often, this is not a conscious thought process. I can understand this line of thinking because we all have preconceived notions we bring to any conversations. However, it showcases the idea that we have of Indians, Chinese, and other immigrants of not being able to speak English. Yet another problematic aspect of this statement is it devalues the meaning of the words the individual is saying. When someone compliments a person for their English, or their accent, or their lack of an accent, it is telling of the listener that they weren't occupied with the words of the speaker, and were rather focused on their voice. So the next time there is an overwhelming urge to compliment someone on their English, or their accent, listen to the words of the individual, rather than the way they talk. With a commentary for Youth Express, this is Avishak Acharya.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of Youth Express. Youth Express is made possible with support from the Henry L. Hillman Foundation the Pittsburgh Penguins Foundation, and the 33 Foundation, and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at youthexpress.org.